Aircheckdownloads.com. BBC Radio Devon.
Pat Shub.
Here is Pat Shub. On the air. But years ago. He cuts his hair. Go, Batman, go. Please just go. We know this jingle. Down the drive. But that's okay, cause we're out of time.
So let me take you back to the video for this song, and who's in the video for this song at the very end? Oh, hold on, Richard's going to answer this one. Yes, go on then.
I know.
Yes, you know.
I know. It'll be a Friends actress, won't it?
That's it. At the very end of the video, there's a very pretty girl with quite short hair, and she's kind of waving, and Bruce Springsteen pulls her up on the stage, and she dances with him, and it is...
Courtney Cox.
It's Monica from Friends, it is. Yeah. Who is now, of course, a cougar.
Is she really?
She's in that TV show, isn't she? Cougar Town.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were describing how she acts nowadays.
Well, she does in that. That's what it's all about.
Right, okay.
She's a divorced mother in her 40s in this show. You've not seen it, Cougar Town?
I haven't seen it, no.
It's great.
Is it?
It's really good, yeah.
Listen, I've taught you about Octopus's Garden.
Yeah.
Now you're teaching me about Cougar Town.
Yeah, Cougar Town. I'll tell you about some cougars. And then, do you know, there's an older version of a cougar is apparently a puma. And that's
right?
Like a woman in her 60s who's a bit saucy.
Wow.
Looking for a little toy boy there.
Graham Torrington will be talking about all of this on Sunday nights on BBC Radio Devon.
Is that Late Night Love? Is that all that is?
That's the love programme.
Oh, yeah, that used to be Late Night Love. Transferred. Okay, cool. Yeah, well, he's been on for years, hasn't he, doing that kind of show all over the country, so that's good. Yes, I did see he was on the website there, so that'll be good. I'll have to have a listen to that one if I'm still here in Devon. I don't think I'm ever going to leave Devon. I just love Devon. Isn't it great? What a place. I mean, I heard Tony going on about it, obviously, when he was here last week, sitting in for Julie, and said he can remember the days of coming down here, doing the Radio 1 road shows, and just remembering what a beautiful part of the world it is. And every time I've been down to Devon, I have to include Cornwall, though. I have to say Devon and Cornwall. I just think the southwest is just probably the nicest part of the country. If they'd have said to me, Pat, would you like to go on BBC Coventry? I'd probably have had to think about that one.
Yes.
Hmm.
It's a bit, it's a bit industrial, isn't it, in Coventry?
Well, you go to Coventry and, you know, no one talks to you.
Should have seen that one coming. Thank you.
Hey, 81333, if you don't want to talk to me, 81333, start your text with the word Devon, and text will be charged at your standard message rate. You can email Judy, J-U-D-I, at bbc.co.uk, because she's lent me her email address for today. She's back tomorrow. And you can call if you want to have a chat, 0845 301 1034. We can get a song on for you. And we do have some good guests on today, including ex-Marillion frontman Fish, talking about his career and his forthcoming Fishheads Club Tour, which is going to be good. We actually recorded that one yesterday, so it'll be on a bit later. And our album of the week is from Eliza Doolittle, who's kind of a another sort of Lily Allen meets Kate Nash, and a bit oiky, but sings with a bit of attitude, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. And she puts some twiddly, strange sounds in her songs, more so than Lily Allen does, I think.
Okay, good. So if you'd like some twiddly, strange sounds.
They're good sounds.
They're good. They are twiddly, but they are good. Sweet dreams are made of a show like this. This is the band I did the most surreal interview with ever. I had Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart, and I think it was this video. One of their videos had a cow in it in a field, and a big reel of tape, like a sort of a computer reel from an old-fashioned, you know, before the computers that we know today, like when you saw a computer on a TV show or a movie, and it was just a huge, big, like, machine with lots of lights on it, looking like the Starship Enterprise. And they insisted on having this cow and this reel of tape next to them to show that they were kind of modern and yet sort of old-fashioned at the same time. No, I still don't know what they were talking about or even what I'm talking about to this day, but that's what they were like. They were very odd and quite different, to say the least. Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams. This is Pat Sharp being very odd and quite different at BBC Radio Devon. It's rather nice, isn't it? Cha-cha-cha. It's called Go Home. It's from Eliza Doolittle. It's our album of the week, and it's out as we speak, and it's called Eliza Doolittle. Enjoy. Now, this is Pat Shelf at BBC Radio Devon. We're going to speak to Penn Farthing in just a couple of minutes. He's a local author and former Royal Marines sergeant. He's got a new book called No Place Like Home, all about bringing dogs back from Afghanistan and rehoming them around the world. We'll talk to him next.
Here's Pat Shelf. What's the worst that can happen?
Well, don't answer that, you know. There's a new song by the Scissor Sisters that's worth a play. This is called Fire With Fire. Hey, it's Eric Clapton. It's wonderful tonight at BBC Radio Devon, and Shep and Joe are coming up after David, who's coming up after me, and this is Pat in for Judy, and I'm getting the hang of this now, aren't I, Richard?
You are. You could be here for the rest of the week.
Well, I could be, but I'm not.
All right.
I'm just here for today until midday. But it has been so much fun. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show, and I hope we had some good music and some good guests for you. We have one more guest to come before midday at about 10 past 11 in about 15 minutes' time. We pre-recorded this yesterday, and it's a little chat we had with Fish, who was the ex-Marillion frontman. Do you remember Marillion?
Of course you do. Sort of soft rock, you would describe them, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah, West Coast, AOR, adult-orientated, yeah, Scottish.
Very good, very good.
What would you say is their best song apart from Lavender or Kaylee?
Ah, now that's a very good question. And a very mean question.
It was mean, wasn't
it? I would say actually the whole of their album Misplaced Childhood was very good, which had Kaylee and Lavender on.
That was like the Alan Partridge thing when he said, he goes, oh, I love the Beatles, yeah, they're great, yeah. What's your favourite album by the Beatles? And he goes, that would be The Greatest Hits.
That's right, very good.
Okay, so Marillion in conversation with us, as recorded yesterday. I think you're right, there. Certainly Fish, anyway, the lead singer, and what he's up to in the next 15 minutes or so. But in the meantime, with news and travel next, BBC Radio Devon, I should really let the music play. Big bad Barry White at the big buffet in the sky these days. No doubt having second helpings. Let's let the music play, and we'll do that because we have another hour to go here at BBC Radio Devon before David Fitzgerald is here. I've got Wham and Lighthouse Family, and also that chat with Marillion frontman Fish, just what he's up to these days. That's why we did the songs with animals in the first hour, because we got Fish on the show. I'm going to just realise that now. We worked that out yesterday. Couldn't realise why we did it this morning. We forgot. Hey-ho. News and travel coming next at 11 o'clock.
Love life.
Love BBC Radio Devon.
Aircheckdownloads.com.